And so it begins.
What's up, shorties?
I guess we don't have that part down all the way, but it is.
We never know how to start. Here's how I'll start up. I'm opening up my fortune cookie. This will be our kickoff. So let's see. No, that's crap. We're not going to read that.
We'll read mine. Where was mine?
Yeah, yours is good. Pull yours out.
Oh, mine said, I don't know, we lost the paper. It's like a receipt. Mine was like, a financial resource is coming up in your future. And I was like, I'm not mad at that. Not one little bit am I mad at that.
Mine says, work out more. You're worthless.
Life's a beach and you're here, dude.
It didn't even make a dent, bro.
You're listening to two guys
in shorty shorts.
Okay, so I saw something today that I just, like, this isn't on topic, but who's surprised? I saw this post on, I want to say it was like Instagram or something, and it's this guy, and he's like, I went frolicking for the first time, and it's like him in like a field or something.
Why didn't nobody tell me about this?
Why didn't anyone tell me about this? Like, have you ever frolicked?
No, I've never frolicked. See, here's the deal. I can't frolic near hunting season because of the noises that would be made and just like the rustling of the bush. They would just think that it was a massive elk barreling through the woods.
You don't want to get capped.
I'm not trying to get shot. I don't think I'd look very good mounted on a wall. Not at all.
That beard.
I mean, could be. Good taxidermy, you know?
That's why you got to get yourself a good taxidermist. Just like you need yourself a good worm guy.
If, who's your worm guy? You're paying way too much for worms.
Paying way too much for worms.
Okay, guys. I'm super excited to talk about this. We've got some really good submissions from you guys. You know, we're talking about education. And we're going to touch on, is education necessary? Is education, does it need reform?
The system.
The system from what it's taught. Like, we're going to talk about it all. And I think we've got some pretty good submissions. Plus, you got two guys on opposite sides of the spectrum here. Oh, yeah. So, guys, just remember, like, we're not experts, but we do a little bit of research, and we try to talk about what we talk about with lightheartedness, knowing we don't have all the answers.
Oh yeah.
And we want your feedback after the episode.
100%. We're very open, both of us, as far as like, I've been told I'm wrong plenty of times. It's not a big deal. But we're both just, yeah, we've got opinions, we've got views, we're going to share that. And then, you know, anytime, any feedback that we get from you guys, which, like, first of all, thank you guys so much. Because, like, we got a mad, like, outpouring of feedback from people on this one. Like, we blew up. DMs, comments, emails, like, we got them all. And we appreciate them. Glad you guys are listening. Glad you guys are reaching out, especially on such short notice. It was like, I mean, yeah, it hasn't even been 24 hours. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't even think it's been 10 or 12 because I woke up late today. So
yeah, I think I'm going to start us off with this one because this one gets us started. It says, I think high school, or this is from David Wall, I think.
No, David Wall's the short one.
The short one. I don't know who this is from.
That one's Billy Bob.
Billy Bob. So
thanks, Billy Bob.
Thanks, Billy Bob. It says, I think high school should teach you all the basics by 10th grade. Then junior and senior year should be focused on letting you take different classes for different future careers.
It's a Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday at 10:30. You can test out of what you like before getting to college. You can also try and do well in one that you like and get scholarships to colleges specifically for that. So talking about trade schools almost.
Right.
We would have more qualified people working at a younger age, less people broke from spending money on majors they end up not liking, and it helps students feel like they aren't wasting their lives with math classes that won't ever help. Education doesn't need to be a blanket that covers us all. It needs to be a tool that we can use to get where we want to be. If that means I want to make movies and I don't need calculus, if it means I want to be an accountant, I don't need an art credit. It is pointless to make students take classes that aren't necessary. If they want to, go for it, but give them the option to be more career-driven if they want. Keep the education system similar to how it is until they finish 10th grade. Then they can choose their career classes, and they shouldn't be discouraged from anything based on their grades. Those grades are only so they can feel a sense of accomplishment rather than a point system that will follow them the rest of their lives. Also add basic living skills into the 10th grade, as in cooking, taxes, loans, etc. Education is not a political, but rather universal. I say that because too many people argue that it is when, as a nation, we need to care for one another's education realistically. Also, everything high school should be free, even the last 2 years.
Just like straight off the bat, I low key kind of love that. Like, I'm kind of in support of that. As far as my only, okay, before we jump into that, I only had a question. Like he said the last 2 years should be free as well of high school.
Of high school, yeah, of high school. So he's saying up to 10th grade, keep it how it is. Right. 11th and 12th grade, you get life skills and you get to pick a career.
Right. Did anybody pay for the last 2 years of high school? Like, what is he?
No, I think he's saying just because it's like more college based, people shouldn't have to pay for it.
I shouldn't stop paying for it. Honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. Or Billy Bob could be a girl. Yeah. I don't mean to gender you, Billy Bob. Well, okay, hold on. We're gendering you. I just don't want to misgender you.
Yeah, because you signed up as Billy Bob. To me, all I think of is Billy Bob Thornton from Bandits. So, who's great.
Facts.
Well, he's probably crazy, but that movie's good.
Yeah, off the bat, I don't hate this idea.
Facts.
I think we all can agree. Like, we got to the point where, like, we've all seen the meme where it's like, hi, we're the government. Hi, government. We need a specific amount of money at the end of the year. Can you tell me how much that is? No. And if I get it wrong, oh, you go to jail. Okay, is there a program that helps me do that? I mean, kind of. So I think we've all kind of been at that point where it was like, okay, I have to grow up. I've got to pay bills now. Where was school?
Yeah. Like, where do I do that?
Where did I learn that? And here's the deal. Totally fair. I may have missed it. Like, I may have missed it, but I don't think it's there.
I got to say, I did not miss it. Because, like, same thing. Like, when I did – like, my biggest stress when I was younger, like 17, 18, was like, freak, I have to do taxes one day. And like, what does that mean? Like, everyone talks about it like it's this such a like crazy thing. And it sounds really big. And I don't know how to do it. And no one taught me how. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
So I agree.
My biggest qualm with this is grade shouldn't count. Oh, so okay. Here's why. We as a nation became great off of competition and ratings. I'm sorry, but I'm in a workforce right now where everyone thinks that because they're trying that they get equal opportunity, and that's just not the case.
No.
You're graded on the base of your work. And so if you show – and I guess where I would differentiate this plan is if you excel in math – then you should be encouraged and therefore accepted into higher programs of math.
Yeah.
Right?
But that doesn't negate your need to still take some English seriously.
Exactly. Because you're going to need to know how to write and read. And I think you should be able to do that in high school. But I do like the idea of, hey, let's get your generals, like what we consider generals, out of the way right now. Because I see too many kids that start college that – pick a degree that finish their generals and they're like, I still don't know what I want to do.
Yeah.
And then they go do a degree that they hate. They get in $30,000 worth of debt and they've chosen dance literature. And the only thing that they can do to earn any type of money is to go get a doctorate and teach other poor souls dance literature. And they hate their lives.
Yeah. Or they do the, you know, they get past their generals, they do a year, maybe 2 years of whatever degree they're focusing on, realize they hate it and have to start over, incurring more debt, and then still being on a path where they're like, I mean, stab in the dark, like, I hope I like this one, but I still don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree, because I'm not a participation trophy guy. Like, no.
Nope.
Like, my kids won't have them. Like, we're just going to leave them there at the banquet.
Yeah.
If we didn't win, that's fine. We're not terrible people. But you didn't win.
Oh, no. And we're not – like, if I take my kids to a T-ball game and there's not a score, then we're not playing T-ball.
No. We'll find a league that keeps score.
Score, yeah.
Or I'll walk around like those ring girls with the score at the – you know, in the middle of every inning and be like, hey, we're down 5.
And if
coach is like, we're not, though. And I'm like
– no, we are.
Coach, we are.
Yeah, if my kid strikes out at T-ball, he doesn't get to ride in the car. Like, he's going to – like, we're going to have a conversation of you've struck out. And it's the same way. If my kid doesn't turn in his homework assignments, we're going to have conversations, because I'm telling you right now, in my job, if I miss deadlines, I would no longer have said job.
Exactly.
And I think that the difference is as parents, you need to relation that to, hey, homework, you will one day have homework from your boss. And if you don't do it, you don't get paid. And I think that's where my biggest disconnect with the education system is right now is, hey, you've got to relate this to real life.
Yeah. And I think that's the other thing that I noticed, especially coming from, you know, school, jumping into real life, was like just the contrast that was there, like the stark contrast that was like, oh, this is not like anywhere near the same. And it's like, I feel like school was too easy in a lot of senses, where it was like, I'm talking about like mostly high school.
Yeah.
Cause like high school was very like, oh, you know, do this. You didn't do it. Okay. Well, you know, it is what it is. We'll find a way around it. Like everything just like magically worked out somehow if you were like kind of sort of smart enough. But like kind of what you were saying before was the, like, what was it? The, if we take away those grades and if we take away stuff like that, it loses that for people. And I don't think people look at it in the sense of like, they look at it from like an employee mentality, where they're like, well, I shouldn't be fired because I'm not doing the best numbers. Like I'm trying. And it's like, okay, like if that's what we want to take, flip it. You're the boss and you've hired three people and two of them are trying their best and still failing horribly. What does that do for your business? It's literally just money down the drain,
mm-hmm.
because they're not bringing in anything. They're not helping you out at all. You're just throwing money away. So what do? You just hold on to them because you're like, well, they're still trying. It's like, I mean, give them a chance, like coach them, try and do, you know, try and help them get better. But if it's a hole, it's a hole.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's gotta go.
Yep.
And I feel like with education, we don't get that as much. It's a little bit more of the like participation trophy thing. And there was, I can't remember, it was a few years ago. There's some Steeler, I think he played for the Steelers. And his kids were in some league. It was, I don't know what sport it was, but they were in like a little league and the team gave out participation trophies and he was like, go give them back. Like, you're not keeping those. And there was this big thing about it. Like,
oh, Heinz Ward.
Was it? That sounds right. That sounds right. And there's this big thing about it. Like everyone's like, oh, you hate your kids. Like blah, blah. He's like, no, I love my kids. That's why if they want a trophy, they earn a trophy.
Yeah.
They don't just decide I want to go play this sport and I get a trophy. Because those are the same kids that sign up, you know, show up to the combine and they're like, so what team do I go to? And they're like, run, lift,
yeah.
Like show us what you got. And then we'll see if somebody wants you.
Yep. I think school has gotten much better mm-hmm. at like having, cause I took some financial classes and like those did help me, but I think more.
Is that college or is that high school?
No, that was high school.
Okay.
So I took some finance classes that taught me how to balance a checkbook, that taught me how to like open a bank account, all that. Like, and luckily I already had a bank account because that was for my parents. But
right.
I think there still needs to be more of that, more options available, and cut down on, you know, I'm not saying wood shop is not like some people love wood shop, but let's have more like, let's tax class. Can you take a tax class? Can you do stuff like that? And I think, and the problem is it's not on the educators,
mm-hmm.
right? It's not the teachers.
No.
It's not the principals. It's the state that's mandating these classes that we take. And I don't know. I feel like that's where we miss the mark, is sometimes we're so far behind of what we need because the educational system is so long. That person gets out of the education system and says, oh, I wish I would have had that, but it's already 15 years later.
Yeah.
They didn't go update it. And so it's like, you've got these principals and these teachers and these other folks that are in there right now that are trying to tell the state, hey, this is the curriculum that we need. And the state's like, no, you don't need that. I watched that happen.
Got it.
And that's just like, that's where I start to get a little bit frustrated with high school. But I like the idea of having something like that in the 11th and 12th grade.
Because I think, so I went, I'm from Arizona. So that's where I went to high school and stuff. And we didn't have anything like shop class or like wood shop or anything like that. There was a home ec class. And then we were big in agriculture. So there were like agriculture stuff you could take, but I think we had like one like basic finance class that was kind of the same thing. It was like how to balance a checkbook, how to open a bank account that I didn't take because I'm like, well, okay, I've already got that.
Yeah.
Like I'm talking like you said, like taxes. Like I need to know because even now I still look at taxes and I'm like, oh, I just fill out the TurboTax and I'm like, I don't know, like is that right?
Get a letter from the IRS yeah. 2 years later.
But who does that?
Oh, I do. I get that letter.
But yeah, that's the thing is it's like, I don't know. So I wish there was some more of that stuff. I also wish there were some, like, because I've met people that don't know how to change, like, a car tire and don't know how to check their oil and stuff like that. And I'm like, I feel like, and that might be just Arizona, but, like, as far as I know, the school that I went to, they didn't have that kind of stuff.
And see, like, part of me goes back and says, how much of that is on the parents to teach?
Oh, yeah.
And, like, absolutely. So, like, and maybe, you know, that's kind of, you know, it's hard for me to say, but I think this pandemic, it's so interesting because you get all these parents that are complaining about how hard it is to teach their kids. And it's like,
maybe like your teachers better, huh?
Yeah. Maybe we don't pay our teachers $40,000 a year to educate 80 students a year. Like, maybe change that and you'll get some teachers who, like, have the experience and can go and teach. But also, you need to have people invest in your education outside of school. Like, yep. I need to find this one. It talks about informal and formal education.
Because honestly, like, that's kind of my mentality is, like, I love education. And I think education is incredibly important and, like, everyone should have it. But I also didn't go to college. And the only time I plan on going to college is if there's, like, some specific class that I want to, like, pick up. If there's some specific, like, idea that I want to learn or, like, whatever it is, everything else I've done is learned outside of that. And so kind of, like, to that same degree is, like, it's taking that education on yourself.
Yep.
And it's, like, not just relying on an institution to be like, you should teach me all of these things. So, like, for me, I used to have an old F-150 and I changed the radiator, I did everything, like the AC, the radiator. We fixed the, what's the one that
alternator?
Your alternator. Did that twice. One time, midnight.
Two times for the highway.
Two times for the city. But it's like, you know, all that stuff, like, learned on my own, and that's fine. Like, because now I'm thinking about it, like, yeah, like I shouldn't rely on a school to teach me that. Like, if they've got it and I want to take it, cool beans.
Yeah.
But, like, can I come out of graduation and be like, oh, well, I was screwed because I don't know how to, you know, check the oil in my car or change a tire? Like, well, no.
No.
Like, are there more important things in life, especially today's day and age? Yeah, 100%.
100%.
100%.
Yeah, I think this is the one that I like that talks about this. It's from Heather. It says, education is literally my major. Insert dab. Dab.
Hit it.
Education is awesome. I think informal education is just as important as formal education. Neither of my parents graduated from college, and yet they are two of the most educated and plain smart people I know. My dad reads and educates himself constantly on what's going on in the world, whether it's politics or music. I swear if he is on Jeopardy, he would freaking crush it. The man is a whiz. My mom has done the same, but with an emphasis on educating herself on how to do anything. She cooks, cans, gardens, sews, plays piano, knits, and so much more. These are all things that she has taught herself. My parents taught me that formal education is important by encouraging me and supporting me through college. But the way that they live their lives has taught me the importance of taking education into your own hands. Watching my parents has made me believe that I can do hard things, I can do anything if I work hard enough and educate myself properly. So right on line with what we're saying. Like, well done. I agree. I think I will come out and just say my stance.
Yeah.
100%, if you are going into medicine, if you're going into anything of that, law, you know, there's so many different things. You need to go get an education. 100%. You need the 4 years, X, Y, and Z. I would argue with you majors. I think you need some majors. I think some generals. Some generals you need. I don't think you need a humanities in the arts class, but there are some generals that you need. You need to be able to do basic math. You need to be able to do situations like that. But if you're somebody who is a mechanic or like anything that we can put into a trade school, we need to put into a trade school immediately. Oh, yeah. And I think this goes to, I mean, for those of you guys who don't know, I hire people to run teams of 25 individuals. And some of these people have degrees and some of these people don't. But I will never look at your degree and say, okay, you have a degree that puts you a leg above, right? If I have two people with a degree, I'm going with the person who has most experience. If I have a person without a degree and a person with just as much as experience as a degree would offer, I would choose the person with experience 7 times out of 10 because it's
to me, it's what you know how to put into practice, not what you learn from a book. And that's business, right? Business is different in that, like, there are places, like, there are parts of my business that Vivint, so like the Innovation Center, they won't hire you unless you went to MIT.
Right.
But there are places in my business where two steps higher than me, they don't have a degree and they never willed a degree and they don't need a degree to continue to move with their career.
Exactly. That's kind of my thing is like the same deal as like I said, education, obviously crazy important. I got a lot of friends that are in the medical field, that are in, you know, areas like that, that I'm like, there's no way to not, there's no way to progress without a degree. Obviously, like, you have to be formally taught all of these things. And I get that. And for that, absolutely more power to them, get it done, grind it out, do your thing. But for me, like, I've always known, like, my focus is not going to be something that was like that needed like a formal training. Like Gary Vee, I love Gary Vee to freaking death. Gary Vee, if you ever listen to this, just hit me up. Text me, 480-282-2147, just like you do. But anyway, and his big thing is the same thing. It's like he has people come in all the time. He's hired guys off the street.
Mm-hmm.
He's hired guys from seminars that are like, yo, like, I'm this, I can do this, and he's like, for real? And they're like, yeah. And they're like, okay, you want to move to New York? They're like, 100%, cool, you just got a new job, see you Monday. And it's like, and stuff like that, and that's what he's always said, is like, he goes and he runs huge companies,
corporations,
like massive, yeah, like VaynerMedia covers like big name stuff. And it's like, he always says, he's like, there's stuff that I have no idea how to do. He's like, there's stuff that you could sit me down in front of it and I'm the CEO, I'm the boss. And I'm like, I don't freaking know.
Yeah.
But I know how to pick people that can, and I know how to pick people that have done it and that have that drive and have that experience. And to me, that's like, I've always known that's like, that's where my focus is. So it's like, there's no like discount one way or the other. Cause especially, so obviously we live in a college town, and it's like, anytime anyone gets into a discussion about school or about whatever, like, it always comes up. People are talking about the degrees they're doing. They're talking about this and that. And it's like, people find out that I didn't go to college, and they find out that, like, I don't plan on going to college. And there's always this like kind of like awkward, like tiptoeing around, like, oh, well, I mean, like, that's fine. Like, yeah, that's okay too. Where they feel like they have to like save face.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no. Like, it's cool. Like, I don't feel bad. I didn't go to college because I was too dumb or too broke, or like, I just was like, oh, I don't know, should I or shouldn't I? It was like a conscious decision that I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah.
Like, until I find something that I'm like, I have to be formally taught this, like, I need to go somewhere that can teach me that it's worth, you know, $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, then I'll do it.
Yeah.
But until then, I'm like, I don't have it. Like, it's not there in front of me. I don't need it.
Yeah.
And so I don't ever feel bad when that's like, that's my truth. I'm not going to say it, not my truth, but like, that's my life. And like, that's my choices.
Yeah.
And on the flip side, I don't ever look at people and I'm like, why would you waste money on education? I'm like, good, go for it.
Yeah.
Like, even if you're there for just the college experience, even if you're just there to meet people, like, if that's what you've consciously decided, like, this is what I need and this is what I want, more power to you. Like, I'm behind you 100%.
No, I see. And like, I don't know. So here's my thing. If you go to college, if you go get a business degree, let's say you go to college for 4 years, you get a business degree, your life will be easier to find a job. And what I mean by that is you will get let into more doors just because you have a degree than if you don't. Okay. However, you will not get promoted off of your degree, in my opinion, right? Like, there are, unless you go get an MBA from Harvard, you will not get promoted off of your degree. You will get promoted off of your experience, hustle, and so I think why 80% of people go into get a degree is to open a door.
Yeah.
But some people have the hustle not needed to open the door, right? Like, they will go, and where there's not a door, they will bust the door open.
Dude,
right?
Pursuit of happiness is what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Like, he walks in there, he's like, I can do this. And they're like, can you? And he's like, look, I know I'm in a wife beater and, you know,
some paint pants.
Paint pants.
And spend like, the night in jail.
Yeah. Like, what would you, and what's that line there? Like, what would you say to a guy that walked in with paint all over his pants for an interview? And it's like, must've been a nice shirt. You know,
yeah.
Like that guy, yeah. like that's exactly what you're talking about. Like, that guy's grind. That guy's like, did I go to college? No. Am I the sharpest dresser? No. Can I do this job? Can I absolutely crush this? Yeah, I can. 100%.
Yep.
And that's kind of, that's my school of thought.
Yeah, I love it. It says education is super important for everyone, but education for every person is freaking different. And what's good for them. I'm in the medical school because the classroom is my jam. That's how I learn. My little brother is in the trade program apprenticeship. He's learning a ton through hands-on. It's different and important. Also, you can be self-taught in a lot of things, so don't knock that. Legit, if you want me to answer more specific questions or anything, hit me up. Like, this is my 20th year of school, and I've got opinions.
That's Tim.
Thank you. Like, I think this is exactly what we were just talking about. Like, there are people that if I went to my doctor and he was like, hey, I just got out of trade school, and I was like, no, I'd be like, okay, have a great rest of your.
Turns out I'm not a carburetor.
Yeah, I'm like, no. But if I went to my mechanic and he goes, hey, I just got out of trade school, we rebuilt X engine.
Yeah.
I'm like, freaking rebuild my X engine right now. See, like,
here's my keys.
And I guess it's just it's different because there's no like complications. Like, I'm not saying that it's not complicated to learn how to do that.
Oh, no, yeah.
But what I'm saying is there's little to no variables.
Yeah.
Right? Like, there's not if then, it's so because.
X equals, yeah. Because it's like, because you think about it, like, with that school of thought, you take on like a lawyer. Like, if a lawyer comes to me and is like, hey, man, like, I didn't do the like whole like formal training thing, but bro, you better believe I watched plenty of like Law and Order. Watched a lot of like NCIS, like, I know.
I've lost a lot of cases.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, cool. Yeah, no, next, please, not this one. Thanks, though. Yeah, like, hard pass on that.
Yeah, and I think that goes to show, guys. Like, my number one frustration that I get with people who go to get degrees is the inability, and I'm like, again, lawyers and doctors, you're different because your field of study is completely different and way more difficult. If you're in a business degree and you're not working on the side, don't come see me after asking for a job. I will not give it to you because I have hired people who have degrees who know nothing about leading people, mm-hmm. who know nothing about execution, but I've hired people who are, let's see, he's 19. I just hired a 19-year-old and he, no college, but his hustle and his effort and his experience is out of this world, right? And like don't just get a degree and say, okay, I'm Gucci. Like, put effort, make yourself valuable, right? Put effort into your human capital. Like, that's what you should be focusing
on. It's the application. And that's the thing that always got me through school was it's like, well, I mean, like, for me, like, there's a lot of stuff that I just wasn't applying to my life because it was stuff that I'm like, I don't need this, I don't want this, blah, blah, blah. But the same thing, especially in like higher education, is like, just like you're saying, like, if you're studying business and you're just sitting there and you're like, oh, I'm going to class, I'm doing my homework, like, I'm checking off the boxes, and then, you know, then I'll start my life, then I'll start to apply this, that's when things can happen. You're missing it. Mm-hmm. Like, you're missing the point. The point is, take what you've already learned and apply it. See where you can go with it. And just like you said, like, with lawyers, doctors, it's obviously different. You can't go home and, you know, do surgery on someone or grab one of your buddies and try and get them off, you know, off a court case or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's like, but that application for things that you can do, are you actually doing it? I've got a buddy now that he was just, we were talking about this the other day. We were in a business meeting and he was like looking at this stuff. We were going over some stuff and he was like, he looks at me, he's like, man, like, this stuff is the stuff that I love. Like, I want to just focus on this, but like, I'm already in school and I'm like, I'm already, you know, two semesters out and stuff. Like, I don't know what to do there. And I'm like, honestly, like, you're already there. Like, just close it out.
Yeah.
But like, if you had found that 5 years ago, 10 years ago, like, that was what it was. That was the drive. Like, what could have come then? Like, if you just hit the ground running.
Yeah.
Because if you look at most of like a lot of the entrepreneurs now, like the big name entrepreneur guys, a lot of them didn't do the college thing. They surpassed it and they run the biggest companies. They're running the stuff that, you know, they're just the CEO and they just hire people. And that's who has the degrees. It's just like, just interesting.
So we got this submission. This is from my buddy Kendall, and by buddy I mean father of my mission. Good dude from Arizona too, believe it or not.
Oh, AZ represent. How about them D-backs?
He says, "I got you, fam." My thoughts on education. I think our education system is kind of horse crap. Okay, fair enough. I don't say that to sound like one of those guys who just wants to sound woke about educational reform or whatever. I legitimately think our current system is not working. I got a college degree and can honestly say I don't think I learned much. We are trained to learn whatever skills slash knowledge that's required to pass a test, but we aren't taught in a way that helps us retain that info or apply it to our careers afterwards. I spent way too much money and time to feel like I didn't get much out of college or out of schooling. So here's where I get frustrated with, and this is why I'm not met. I transfer blame. So I think educationally, blame on like for K through 12 is if it's not working, it's on the state.
Yeah.
That in my mind, right? Like they're the ones who come with curriculum, blah, blah, blah.
Right. Yeah.
It's not the school. It's not the teachers. They're trying to mold kids. And that's why they got into the business, because they love it.
Right.
Now I get pissed at college professors because of stuff like this, because I've had college professors that will not teach you a thing, that will have you read out of the book and none of it's applicable. But then again, I have a college teacher who I sat through his lecture the first day, and this was, and he is the senior vice president of marketing for doTERRA. And he talked about consumer behavior habits. And I learned more in that class about why I buy the stuff that I buy than any before. And now I can go and say, okay, I know what's going to get our listeners to actually listen to more of us based off of what we say. And so that's on the professors at the college. To me, they get so wrapped up in their, oh, I got to pass this test. I got to get them past this test, because it's not the state, it's them.
Right.
It's them that create the tests.
Because they don't they kind of like build their own curriculum?
So this is where it gets interesting. Each school has a dean, and each major branch of that school has like an assistant dean.
A combo.
And yeah.
If you're in the mafia.
In the mafia. And they create the curriculum, and the teachers have to go teach it. But here's the thing. I've had teachers who are not the main teacher who say, this is stupid. I'm not doing it. It's not counting in my class. We still have to do it, but it doesn't count for as much in my class. So that's why I've taken online and night professors my entire life. I've had dual, like they're dual professionals. I was taught my business law class by a judge. I was taught my professional selling class by someone who's led four or five of the biggest selling companies in the world. Like that's who I've learned from. And so I disagree with his statement because of the professors I have, not because of the educational system, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like there are times where I've gone into a class and I'm like, okay, Excel, I know Excel, right? Like I know how to do Excel. I have to do Excel reports every day for my job. And then they teach me something and it's like, do you see how quicker, more fast that, what more, I didn't learn
more efficient,
more efficient that was.
It's okay.
Oh, good. Like those are the types of things where I think UVU does better than BYU. Like I'll come out and say it. I have friends that go to business school at BYU and they don't learn the same way that we do, because their professors are 100% professors and they've been teaching for 20 years and they read out of the same book. And my professor went to his job at doTERRA today and figured out a way to make $105 million of profit that day off of a marketing ad where your professor is studying what he just did. That's where I feel like it's different.
That makes sense. It's more of like, I guess it's more of that like real world experience, that like on the fly, like, look, we can read out of a textbook that was published, you know, on a good day last year, like in reality a couple years ago. And it's like, especially if you're in stuff like business and like marketing and stuff, like what's that gonna do? That's a history book at that point. You're not learning anything. It's not applicable. You can learn what worked 10 years ago, 5 years ago, last year. And depending on the business, like the way that it moves so fast, there's some businesses that literally it's like a day-to-day, week-to-week thing.
Mm-hmm.
Other businesses, obviously it's slower. It's more like month-to-month, quarter sort of a deal. But if you're especially if you're trying to learn business there, like it's too far behind.
Yeah. And I just think it's interesting. So I want to get into this comment because – I feel like this comment is maybe the most controversial thing that we've talked about here on Two Guys with Shorty Shorts. So first off, Emmy, I appreciate you submitting this.
Yes.
This is Emmy, whoever you are, don't not submit these things. And team, like this, like listeners, this is what we want. Like, we want to talk these hard topics. It says
all the feedback, all the voices.
All the voices. It says your ability to receive an education should not be dependent on your sexual orientation, choice of clothing, hair color, beard length, or church attendance. I don't agree.
I also don't agree.
I agree. So I agree that anyone should be able to get educated from somewhere. Mm-hmm. And that I agree that everyone deserves, first off, I believe that everyone is a person, and that every person is a child of God, and that every child of God deserves love in a safe place.
And but has a voice.
And has a voice. But I do not believe that you should be able to go into any industry any college or any business that you want, because here's the situation. If you are trying to go to BYU and you sign their honor code as a private institution and you don't live it, that is your choice and your decision. Don't complain to me about it.
Right.
I have a beard. I had the grades and the ACT to get into BYU. I chose to go to UVU because of what I knew about BYU. If you're going to live in BYU housing, you don't get to complain about not having a girl in your room. You don't get to complain about the curfew. You don't get to complain about any of that. You chose this life. And if you don't like it, if it's like, oh, everything out in Vineyard's too expensive, guess what? Rise and grind, baby. You need two jobs to make that happen. Make it happen.
Yeah. And my thing is like, so I obviously don't go to BYU. I've got friends who go to both and stuff. But I've also heard some of the stuff from the honor code and stuff like that. And I can't say that I've done a ton of research on it, but the stuff that I have, like, yeah, there's issues with the honor code and like the way that they've done that stuff. And I like, just personally, I already feel like there's kind of an issue with the whole honor code and a church run school. Because especially like coming from the church, like the church is based on the atonement and people trying and forgiveness and stuff like that. So it seems to me that it's always going to be a little bit difficult if you have rules that kind of force the atonement in a way. You know what I mean? Like it's like you can't go and try to repent and try and come back from, you know, whatever the case may be. Because then you're going to get kicked out of school.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, and that's like, that's a whole different topic. I know that's not what we're going off about, but like kind of the same thing. Like, I agree that it's an institution that's been set up, that you looked at it, you scouted it out, you knew what you were looking at and getting into. And you were like, yeah, I'm cool with that. So you can't jump into it and then be like, no, that doesn't work for me. Mm-hmm. Like now I want to change the system. Like, if you want to, like, I mean, give it, go for it, give it a shot. You want to start a petition or whatever it may be, go for it. But like, then you ran your course. Like, don't be upset if nothing changes. If you're one of a couple voices that says, you know, that they want this, and the school says, well, you know, we set up, we are who we are. We put it out there. You looked at us and said, that looks like a good place. Like, I want to go there. Cause I mean, you translate that to the real world. It's the same thing. Like, businesses have their own right to deny service, to refuse customers, like whatever they want. They're like, okay, so like, I'll make it super applicable to today in the current situation that we're in. Plenty of businesses have face mask required. You can walk in there and it's your choice to need to go into that store. It's your choice to use that store to get whatever it is that you need. Because in all honesty, I don't think there's one store in the world that is going to give you what you're looking for. Not with the technology in the world we're in today. There's Amazon, there's online shopping. There's a million other places that you could probably get that thing. But if you're going to look at that store and they say face mask required, you can't go in there and then throw a fit and say, no, I won't wear a face mask, and get pissed if they don't serve you or if they ask you to leave or whatever it is. Because they clearly stated in the beginning, these are what you're going to abide by. Like, you're agreeing to do this if you're going to utilize us.
Yep.
And I'm gonna be honest, like, I'm not a face mask wearer. Like, I'm not a big fan, but I also frequent Walmart all the time, and I'm never going to throw a fit or be upset at them for making me wear that, because I'm like, I will wear that in order to get this.
Yep. And so, like, you've got, in Utah alone, you've got 15 other schools that don't have an honor code, that don't have that kind of stuff. So go figure. Like, I mean, we appreciate it, but like, I have to say, like, this is one where
I have to take the other side.
Like, this is like, and I get it. BYU next to Notre Dame, probably the most controversial school with their rules. Mm-hmm. But it's what they've signed up for. Like, it's if you want to go, like, I got a LinkedIn message from the Marriott School of Business that said, come try out our MBA program. I know for a fact that unless it was free 99, I would never go to their MBA program because I don't want to live that. Like, I don't want to be that person. So, I think it's interesting. I think education in as itself, like, I think where we've landed is for the majority of the population, it's good. Go get educated.
Yeah.
But if you don't go get educated, it doesn't shut the door. It just means there's going to have to be some hustle on your end.
Yeah. It's still, and here's my thing is like, education is still necessary. Like, you still need to be educated. If you feel like formal education is not the way to go for you, like if you don't need that, cool. But that doesn't mean you can sit at home and play video games and be like, ah, college is dumb. Like, I don't need college. And it's like, well, I mean, in all honesty, you're better off drudging through classes and having some sort of structure, having some sort of something to do rather than just hanging out and not doing anything.
Yeah.
And that's not saying, like, I'm saying, you know, maybe your dream is to be a Twitch star. Maybe you want to be the next ninja. Like, that's fine. Like, if that's what it is, cool, go for it. Then sitting on the couch playing video games is what you should be doing.
Yeah, but you, like, even then, like, you need to go educate yourself on strategy, on how to optimize your Twitch, on how to optimize, like,
marketing.
Like, there's so much that goes into that.
Like, I have a nephew that he's kind of like, he's playing with and dabbling in the world of poker, like online poker.
Oh wow.
And like, my boy is good. Like, he's got it down. And it's like, the way he's looked at it, he's broken it down to like a science breakdown of it. It's not just like, oh, I'm just going to keep playing games and hopefully I get lucky and win. Like, he's got a system, he's got a strategy. And so like that, like, if that's what you feel like you want your side hustle to be, or like you want your focus to be, or whatever it is, do it, but do it well.
Yeah.
Like, there's not a college class for it, but you can still be educated. You can become an expert in whatever that field is. So, Emmy, we love you. We appreciate it. We love the feedback and your view. We respect it and appreciate your voice. Just like everyone that wrote in. Love all you guys. Appreciate that coming in. What do we got next?
So it says, education, my experience / conclusion is that it's worth living on my own and learning how to adult, but I should have gone into it with more of a goal to get skill that would translate well to the workforce. Again, I think this comes back to, if you don't know what you want to go to school, take a gap year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, figure it out. Like, if you are one of those people that says, I feel in my heart and soul I need to go get a degree, which I'm one of those people. Mm-hmm. I know for a fact that for some reason I need to get a degree.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're one of those people, like, go take a gap year. Go work at, you know, a call center, go work at Wendy's, go work at these different, I mean, go try to market, like, go try to do different things, go try to resell Nikes. I mean, there's 100 different, yeah, I mean, go watch a Gary Vee video and get 30 business ideas and go try it out.
For real.
But if you're one of these people, go into it with a goal. Mm-hmm. Like, you're going to have to jump through hoops. You're going to have to study for finals. Like, but if you have a goal, it's that much sweeter. Like, once you finish it. So, you know, that's from David Wall. David Wall, shmoney. Shmoney output.
Right on the shmoney. Appreciate it, David.
Let's see. What else we got? Tim Willis.
I think we already read Tim's.
Oh, yeah.
Tim is the one with 20 years of experience.
Yeah.
Google.
Yep.
My boy killing it down there in AZ mid school.
All right, David Wall. We got that one. We got Billy Bob and Emmy. Okay, so the last one is from my buddy Budge. It's his last name, not his first name.
Clutch.
His first name is actually Josue.
Wow, Josue, good to hear from you.
Or Josue, actually.
Josue?
Yeah, like, it's French.
Sorry about that, brother.
No, that's my bad. He says, I do think that education is important, especially in specialty fields like medicine, but if I were a business owner, I would find the experience more compelling than education. What I mean by that, so we've talked about this.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've talked about this. And he says, I realize it's not the world's view, but it's my personal view. And I think the world is shifting back. I think we went.
Mean?
So, I mean, 20 years ago,
mm-hmm.
you need a degree to get any type of job.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You wouldn't get in the door. You wouldn't get looked at. You would never get
it. 50 years ago, it didn't matter.
Yeah.
I think now it matters less.
Shifting again.
It's shifting again to, okay, you don't have a degree, but are you certified?
But like, what can you do?
Yeah.
Like, where are you at?
Yep.
And see, I feel like kind of on top of that, like just kind of on top of all of it, I feel like there's a lot of stress and there's a lot of pressure that comes from, I mean, kind of society, but especially like culture that like, cause when you're talking about the gap year, like I think gap years are fantastic. And I think like do that thing where you go backpack Europe or you go like try to start your own startup out of nowhere, or you go get a job being a yoga instructor because that's what you love and that's your passion. That's what you want to try. And you know what? I mean, maybe it takes off. Maybe it works. Like maybe that's your thing and you're living your dream the rest of your life. Maybe it crashes and burns and then you readjust. But I feel like we get so much pressure, especially as young people, that it's like you have to have it figured out. You have to know exactly right now and you have to get it done. And it's like, you know what? Play the field. Like figure out what you want. Figure out what you want to do. And then once you know, go after it. If it's five things, pick one. Pick one and go for it. And be like, this is what I'm going to focus on. These are the goals that I've set. But I don't think there's anything wrong with, especially kids today, you know, they get out of high school at 18 and they're like, you got to be in college like by the end of the summer or by next year or like whatever it is. It's like, I mean, if you want to and if you're ready, do it. I know plenty of people that they do it. They do that first year and they're like, whoa, this was different.
Yeah.
Like I need something else. Mm-hmm. I need to go somewhere else. I need a break. And so it's like, and not just like, you know, because school's too hard or whatever, but it's like, if you don't feel that drive or that passion, you don't feel like I'm actually contributing and becoming like the person that I want to become. If you still feel like, I don't even know if I know who that is.
Yeah, exactly. If you don't know who that person is.
Yeah. Go find out. Go. Oh, bro, that book, You Are a Badass.
That's such a schmoney book, dude. That's
the move. Bro. If you haven't read You Are a Badass by, what's her name, Jen Serino. It's a blue. It's a yellow cover. It's just, I don't think there's more than one. You Are a Badass.
No, and it's like $12. It's not an expensive book.
100% do that. Like, and here's the thing, because like if you've ever read self help books before, there's like it's super easy to get caught up in this like motivation euphoria where like you're reading stuff and you're like, ooh, that feels good. That tastes good. Like I like that. That's good. Cool, 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 cool.
1373.
There you go. And it's like you get caught up in that feeling. You're like, oh, this feels good. This tastes good, blah, blah, blah. And you're going on. But then you don't do anything that they're talking about. Like they're like, oh, make a list of this and figure this out. And you're like, cool, cool, cool. But I'm reading right now. So like I'll do it later. Or like I'll do it at the end or whatever it is. Like, no. Like do it. Like read this book and do it.
Do it.
And I'm not saying it's going to, you know, it's not going to give you all the answers to everything. But it's a super good introspective practice to like look at you and to figure out what you want and who you are and to go from there. And honestly, to live a healthy life. Because like I don't think we take care of ourselves enough for a lot of this stuff, especially kids that are in formal education, that are in higher formal education. Like it sounds crazy, but man, like meditation.
Yeah.
Just having time to be introspective and to be with yourself and to do stuff like that. Like, man, it sounds hippie, but bro, game changer.
Well, and I think at the end of the day, like education never stops. Like, I know that's that stupid corny line, blah, blah, blah. But like, I'm lucky to be part of an organization where we, as a leadership group, we read a book every month. And those books have literally changed my life every month, right? Like, and so if you're not consuming material, whether you agree with it or not, if you're not trying to educate yourself outside of like a degree, you're failing. Like whether you're going to school and you're getting a degree or you're not, if you are not trying to educate yourself outside of formal education, you will fall behind. There are people out there who are doing it way more often, who are hustling, who are trying to get it done, who care way more about themselves. Like it's amazing to me in Provo culture, right? Like I went to Vasta tonight. There was a gabillion people there. Mm-hmm. If every single one of those people chose to read a book every couple of weeks, we'd have like I think there'd be way more things figured out in this world, right? Oh, yeah. And I'm not saying like I'm perfect on it and all of that kind of stuff, right. But like meditation, get that muscle going, like you know, just like reading books, educating yourself, challenging your mind. Like I think that was like that to me is what feels like the major difference between our generation and like past generations. Like there were so many strides because everyone was working towards common goals. Now yeah. It's like, I don't feel that. Like, I don't feel like we're working towards common goals, trying to educate ourselves as a society.
Right. And I feel like, you know, kind of talking about that mindfulness and meditation and stuff, like, just like you're saying, like, that's education. Like, that's, especially with like men's mental health rates with what they are, like, no one talks about that.
Cause
like,
everyone thinks it's a joke.
Yeah. Everyone's like, nah, guys don't get sad. I'm like, well, statistically you should probably look that up, cause that's completely false. But that's for another time. But what I'm saying is, like, just like you're saying, like, everyone should be doing that education. Everyone should be getting that, especially that self-awareness. Cause like, for me, in my like journey, the way that I've been able to make any progress is it always starts with my own self-awareness, like understanding me, understanding what I feel, what I think, where I want to go, what my desires and passions are. From there, cool. It's like, we're locked down, we're set, we're good. We're still always working to improve, but now I can focus on other things and I can grow in those categories and stuff like that. But I feel like if we did that as a society, like you're saying, like if all those people read a book, like we would be more self-aware and we would also be better at seeing people as people,
mm-hmm.
like looking at someone else. And instead of seeing them, especially with like the current society, the current ongoings that we're going on right now, we're very partisan. Like we're very divided. You are left or you are right. You are red or you are blue.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, and it's like, I don't think that that's crazy healthy. Like it's good to have ideas and it's good to lean the way that you lean. But at the end of the day, I still think you should look to the middle and be like, okay, we have some differences. We have some things we don't agree on, but there are so many other things that we have in common.
Mm-hmm.
And there are so many other things. It's like, oh, can I remember it off the top of my head? It's that quote from Black Panther. And it's like so much more, like so much more combines us than separates us. Something like that.
Oh, yeah.
It's something to that degree. Yeah. Oh, yep. Bro. Go back and watch that movie just for that line. It's like the last line of the movie.
Yeah.
But it's so true. And it's like so much more connects us than separates us. And I think we get caught up in the things that separate us to a point where it's, as we see now, is like crazy unhealthy.
Yep.
And does nothing but detriment and it's bad.
Yep. So guys, again, we appreciate the comments. We didn't go through every single one of them because we didn't want to get repetitive. But guys, like overall, just at the end of the day, use education as a way to better yourself. And not just yourself, your family, your society, add value to the world. Like at the end of the day, like whether you have $100 million in the bank account or you're just putting the food on the table for the family at the moment, like as long as you're adding value through your education, that's what matters. And that's where you should call successful in this 24-year-old Provo kid's mind, right? Like that's what I think you can call success.
Mm. And if you're happy, and that doesn't mean that's not like, I feel like we get caught up in society today that like, you have to be happy. You have to be, everything has to be great. It doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
There's bad days. There's sad days. And that's fine. But to where you're healthy, like, are you healthy? Are you taken care of? Are you doing okay internally? Even if it's a bad day, even if it's a rough day, like deep down at the end of the day, are you going to pull through? Are things going to be okay? Because you're too important to not worry about that. And you're too important to put yourself on the back burner for something that, you know, that's a job or an education or even another person. And it's, we just want you guys to take care of yourselves and take care of each other.
Facts.
Just wanted to say before you go, we appreciate you. We love the feedback. Let us know what you thought.
Positive, negative, we want it all. Give us the feedback and get excited for next time. Like we're going to keep addressing these harder topics and hopefully we give you guys the content you want.
It's gonna be a wild ride.